I'm a big fan of adventure movies.
我是一个探险类电影的一个很粉丝铁粉。
And one of my favorite movies is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
其中我最喜欢的一部电影是印第安纳琼斯这个系列电影的第三部，叫《圣战骑兵》。
And in that movie, Indy has to solve a series of problems that lead him to the chamber where the Holy Grail is kept.
在那部电影当中，这个主角印第安纳琼斯他需要解决一系列的谜题，而那些谜题的最后的结果能够引导到那个储藏的圣杯的这个密室。
And in the last scene, Indy has to save the life of his father, and he needs to get a drink from the Holy Grail.
在最后的电影的最后的部分，英迪需要找到那个圣杯，因为他的父亲急需要这个通过圣杯去喝其中的水，才能够得以医治。
And he follows all the clues, and it leads him eventually to a dead end.
英迪他遵循了所有的线索，但是这些线索最终指向的却是一个死胡同。
Actually, it was an incrossable chasm between his side of the mountain and the cave where the Holy Grail was located.
其实，那个最终引导的地方是一个无法跨越的一个断崖一个悬崖，在它这边的山崖和藏着圣杯的一个山洞中间有个悬崖。
And the only clue that he has, is that he has to take a leap of faith.
在这种情况下，他唯一能做的就是他需要跨出这信心的一跃。
So here he is on one side of a mountain, and there's this huge chasm on between them, and here's where the Holy Grail is.
所以，像牧师刚刚比划的，他的左手边是他所在的这个高山，他的右手中间是一个无底洞，下面全是悬崖的一个断崖，然后右手边这边是藏着圣杯的这样一个山洞。
And he knows if he takes one step, he's going to fall into this chasm and he's going to die.
他的理性告诉他，他如果往前走一步、跳一下的话，他必将死无葬身之地。
But the puzzle asks him to take a leap of faith, and so he braces himself. I'm going to try to show you this.
所以，但是这个最终的线索都是需要他去跨出这信心的一跃，所以他振奋了自己的精神。
So he braces himself and he puts his foot out like this
所以他
and steps
振作
forward.
起来，像牧师这样显示的他，想要跨出这一步。
And what happens is when he steps forward, he finds that there is a bridge underneath his foot.
但是，当他真的跨出这一步，脚落地的时候，他发现一座桥出现了。
And suddenly this invisible bridge becomes visible, and he can walk across and get the Holy Grail.
所以，突然之间，我们用眼睛看不见的这座桥呢，突然就出现了。所以，英迪需要所做的事情就是简简单单的走在这个桥上走过去。
Trusting is very difficult in life.
信靠呢，在我们的生活当中是一个非常难的事情。
Very few people trust each other anymore.
现在这个时代，很少人彼此还有信任。
We certainly don't trust our institutions and politicians anymore.
我们再也不相信各样的机构、政府、政客了。
And a lot of people find it hard to even trust God.
还有很多人发现很难去信靠神。
Because God is invisible, people find it hard to trust Him.
因为神是看不见的，所以人们很难去相信神。
Because God whispers rather than shouts, people have a hard time trusting him.
因为神的声音总是圣灵的声音总是很微弱，不是那种大喊大叫，所以人们很难信靠神。
And what I found is that many times people have a great sorrow in life that causes them not to trust God.
我发现很多人在他们的生命当中，他们曾经有很大的一个损失，在这种经历过这样的难处之后，他们再也很难相信神。
But there is no victory in life without trust.
但是我们生活当中如果没有信靠的话，我们没有办法获得胜的生活。
The difference between hope and hopelessness is found in the word trust.
这个在有盼望和毫无盼望中间的这个巨大的差别，就是在于这个字，这个信靠这个字。
So I want to ask you a personal question.
所以我现在想问大家一个个人的问题。
Can you trust God?
你能相信什么?
Now there's two possible meanings of that word, that question.
这个问题呢，可以有两个不同的侧重点。
Can you trust God?
第一种侧重点是你能不能信靠神，关键点在信靠。
Which means, is God dependable? Can we trust him in times of difficulty?
这个其实是在问神到底可不可靠，在我们的难处当中，各样的逆境当中，到底我能不能相信这个神
？Is he a loving, good, wise God that I can trust？
他是不是一个蛮有爱心、一个良善、一个智慧的神，我可以信靠的神
？But this can also mean, can you trust God？
刚才这个问题的第二个侧重点的方式是说，你能不能信靠神？侧重点是你，到底你能不能？
Do you have such a relationship with God that you personally trust him?
你跟神到底有没有这样一个个人的亲密的关系，所以你有信心在无论在什么情况下你可以信靠神。
What I want to challenge you today is that we can all trust God and trust God's promises.
我今天要挑战大家的是我们要信靠神，因为他给我们很多很多的应许。
Someone counted all the promises of God and came up with this number.
很多人数了一下圣经当中到底神曾经有多少应许。
They say that there are 7,487 promises in the Bible.
这些人做完研究之后发现圣经当中神曾经许下了7,487个应许。
And what I would like to do is to look at all 7,000 of them today.
我今天想要做的是跟大家一起过一下这7,000多个应许。
That's a joke.
这是一个笑话。
Now we'll just take a look at three of them.
我们今天只看其中的三个应许。
The first promise is this, that my past can be forgiven.
第一个神的应许就是我的过去可以被饶恕。
I find this true in a lot of conversations I have with people.
我下面这个事实是我在与很多人的对话中发现的一个事实。
People, many people have done something in the past that they feel so guilty about even today.
很多人因为他们过去所做的一些事情，他们感觉非常的内疚，非常的愧疚。
Their past with its fears and skeletons in the closet haunts people and cripples them.
他们的那些过去呢，给他们带来无限的这种恐惧、害怕，藏着那些不可外扬的隐情秘密，这些困扰了很多人，甚至压垮了这些人。
This is the phrase that they use.
就是他们用这样的一个词汇来形容这样的状况。
If only.
假如。
If only I hadn't done this 10 years ago.
假如10年前我做了这件事的话。
If only I had taken a different path in life.
假如以前我选了另外一条路的话。
If only I hadn't made this decision.
假如当年我没做这样的决定的话。
And those thoughts cripple people and they are actually paralyzed in life.
这些假如这些的想法重重的打击着这些过去重重的打击着人们，甚至让人们好像瘫痪了一样。
Carl Jung is the founder of analytical psychology.
卡尔荣格他是一个分析心理学家。
And he wrote in one of his books that all of his patients struggled in life if they didn't have forgiveness.
卡尔·荣格他曾经写了一本书叫《寻求灵魂的现代人》，他在书中当中写到，他的很多很多的病人，都是一种病态，因为他们没有办法相信他们曾经过去所做的错事被饶恕。
Carl Memminger is another counselor.
卡尔·门林格尔，另一个临床的精神病学家。
And he said that 75% of his institutional patients could walk out if they knew they were forgiven.
卡尔·门林格尔曾经说过，如果他告诉他的那些住院的病人，他们的那些罪过已经被赦免、被饶恕了，那75%的病人第二天就可以走出病房。
So you can see our past can have a powerful influence on our present.
所以你可以看到我们的过去对我们的现在有何其大的影响。
And this is where the gospel makes all the difference in the world.
这就是福音能够帮助我们过不一样生活的地方。
This is where the promises of God can change your life.
这就是神的应许，它可以改变你的生活。
In Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, it says that Jesus has forgiven all of our sins and canceled every debt we owe.
哥罗西书二章十四节说到，神赦免了我们一切的过犯，又涂抹了我们的罪债。
It actually goes on to say that Jesus has done away with them by nailing them to the cross.
神其实说他涂抹了那些过犯，将这些过犯撤去，钉在十字架上。
So Jesus says every mess up, every mistake, every if only can be nailed to the cross.
所以耶稣其实是在说，所有的那些那些罪过、那些错误、那些搞砸的事情、那些假如他已经把他们通通钉在了十字架上。
That is a wonderful promise.To all of us, because every one of us has made mistakes in our past.
这是一个何等奇妙的一个应许，因为我们每个人在我们的人生当中都会犯错。
Another great verse is in Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
还有一个很好的经文是罗马书八章一节。
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
那些在耶稣基督里的现在就已经不被定罪了。
Jesus didn't come to the world to condemn it. He came to take away our condemnation.
在约翰福音三章十七节，耶稣曾经说过，耶稣来不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Jesus wants to give all of us a new beginning and a fresh start in life.
耶稣想给我们每一个人一个第二次机会，一个新的开始。
That is a great promise.That you can trust today.
这是一个何等大的一个应许，你今天就可以相信。
Second promise is that my present problems can be managed.
第二个神的应许就是我现在的所有的问题神都可以帮助我来一起的去面对。
Every week I meet people that have tremendous problems and they're overwhelmed by these problems.
每一周我都会跟很多人见面，这些人他们身上有各种各样的问题，甚至有些问题非常的，将他们都快要压垮了，他们无力面对和承担。
We're talking about Category 5 hurricane problems, big problems that can destroy life.
我所说的这些问题不是一些小问题，而是这种五级的像飓风一样的一些问题。
A lot of people have lost their jobs because of COVID.
很多人因为新冠疫情丢失了工作。
People are dealing with health issues that threaten their life.
很多人面对健康的问题。
Broken relationships. People can't get along with each other anymore. They're fighting with each other.
人们之间常常相互吵架打架，有很多的冲突争执所以人与人间的关系都处在一个破裂的状态。
I just heard yesterday that divorce is way up because of COVID.
我昨天还听到一个新闻说，因为新冠疫情离婚率蹭蹭蹭的往上涨。
So how do we handle these problems?
所以我们如何来面对这些问题呢？
Some mental health experts said that right now about 40% of Americans are dealing with low-grade depression.
有医生曾经说过，现今大概40%的美国人要面对抑郁症。
So how do we survive all of these storms that are hitting us right now?
所以我们面对现在各种各样的风暴，我们要如何来面对和生活下去呢？
How can people manage the present problems they face?
人们到底要怎样来面对和接受和去处理现在他们每一天遇到的问题？
Well, here is a great promise in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20.
在以弗所书一章十九到二十节有一个非常大的应许。
How incredibly great is his power to help those who believe him, the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead.
以弗所书一章十九节到二十节说到，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
The same power that raised Jesus from that cold tomb can be in your life to help you manage today's problems.
那让耶稣基督从那冰冷的坟墓复活起来的那神的大能，同样可以今天可以存在于你的生活当中，帮助带领你一起来面对你的生活。
None of us know what the future holds.
我们没有一个人知道未来会是怎样。
I was talking to one of our teachers today, and already the school year has been changed in one weekend.
我今天跟一些老师刚刚在聊天的时候，他们很多人可能制作了一年的计划，却在这短短的时间当中被完全的改变。
No one knows what's going to happen next week or next month.
没有人知道下一周甚至下一个月要发生什么。
But it doesn't matter.Because even though it's out of our control, it's not out of God's control.
但是不用担心，虽然我们人没有办法控制未来怎样的走势，但是神他仍然坐在他的宝座上掌控着这个局势。
No problem is too big for God.
对神来说，没有什么问题是太大的。
No situation is hopeless if we turn it over to Him.
如果我们将任何的问题交托给神的话，没有什么事情是他不可以解决的。
I've come to the conclusion, I can't control life.
我要在这里下一个结论，我根本没有办法掌控我的生活，人生。
But God can.
但是神可以。
So I want to partner with him and let him control the life that I'm trying to live.
所以我要与神连接，我要让他来帮助我一起来掌控，来面对我的生活，我的人生。
So every day I ask him for help, and I ask him for the resources to manage life.
所以每一天我都来到他面前，向他祷告，向他祈求他的恩典，来给我各样的资源，各样的能力，来面对我每一天面对的问题。
The number one complaint I hear from people all the time is my life is out of control.
我从人们常常听到的第一项的抱怨就是我的生活失控。
I feel powerless to change a situation.
我无力去改变那个状况。
I feel powerless to break a bad habit.
我知道自己有个坏习惯，我试了又试，试了又试，总是改不了那个坏习惯。
I feel powerless to save a relationship.
我有一段人际关系，我一直想来挽回，但是我真的是做了我能做的，还是无力去挽回。
Well, here is a great promise from Philippians 4:13.
在腓立比书四章十三节当中有一个很棒的应许。
I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
God wants to help us out in our present problems.
神想要来帮助我们，就是在我们现在当下所要面对的问题当中，他要来帮助我们。
Some of you who are listening right now and watching have incredible problems in your life.
也许你们当中呢，现在正在 Zoom 上来聆听的，或者是观看的参加这个正道的，也许你们正在面对一些很大很难的问题。
And I just want to encourage you this morning, don't give up. No problem is too big for God.
我想来鼓励你们，不要放弃，因为对神来说没有什么问题是太大，大到他不可以解决。
No situation is hopeless if we trust God in the midst of that problem.
在各样的情况当中，如果我们愿意来信靠，来交托仰望给神的话，没有什么处境是毫无盼望的。
So I'm going to ask you to take the step of faith and trust God with your present problems.
所以我要来挑战你，你要来跨出那信心的跳跃的一步，好像我一开始讲的那印第安纳琼斯跨出的那一步，来将你所有的问题来交给神。
The third promise is that my future can be secured.
第三个应许就是我的未来是在神手中是安全的。
We all have a universal problem because we all have to die.
我们每一个人都会最终都会面临一个同样的问题，就是死亡。
All of us need to walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以终有一天我们都要面对那死亡的幽谷。
So everyone needs to prepare for what is inevitably going to happen in our lives.
所以我们每个人都要为那不可避免的死亡来预备我们自己。
Planning ahead makes it's just good sense for us to plan ahead.
凡事都要做好准备。
But here's what I've noticed.
这是我自己观察到的。
We all know that this is coming, but we get distracted and nobody plans for it.
我们虽然知道这些事情，比如说死亡将要来临，但是我们被当下的事情已经被占据的各样的时间精力已经忙不过来了，根本没有时间为将来打算。
Everybody gets so busy, we don't take care of our future.
现今的人们都如此的繁忙到没有时间，没有精力为未来打算。
Everybody has a deep longing to know what's going to happen after I die.
即使这样，其实每一个人在内心深处都想知道，我死了以后，会怎么样。
It's obvious we're going to spend a lot more time in eternity than we spend on this earth.
显然的就是我们将来在永恒当中所度过的时间，远远比我们在地上所度过的时间要长得多得多。
Yesterday we were at Sherwood Island along the Long Island Sound.
昨天我们在一个岛屿上给一位弟兄受洗。
And you realize that one drop of water represents our 70 or 80 years here on life.
你们知道吗？那一滴水代表着每一个人在地球上的60到70年。
And all the other drops of water in Long Island Sound represent eternity.
而其他的除了那滴水之外的其他的这个沙滩上的水代表着永恒。
So we really need to prepare for the future.
所以我们真的需要为未来做好打算，做好预备。
And I think most of the misconceptions about heaven and eternity come from Hollywood.
我想大家可能很多人因为看着好莱坞的电影，对于天堂，对于永生有很多误解。
We have all kinds of movies that tell us wrong things about heaven.
有各种各样的电影，它在传递着很错误的信息关于天堂。
Hollywood made a movie called All Dogs Go to Heaven.
好莱坞曾经制作了一部电影叫《所有的狗都会去天堂》。
And these movies are very heartwarming, but they're not accurate. They're not telling us the truth.
这个电影是很暖心的，但是它不是真的。
What you need to do is you need to go back to the Bible and find out what the Bible says about eternity.
所以你需要回归到圣经当中，好好在圣经中找找圣经当中如何来描述永生。
And one thing that it says about heaven is a perfect place, and there could be no sin in heaven.
关于天堂有这样的一个描述，天堂是一个完美的地方，在那里不再有眼泪，不再有罪。
If you're planning to go to heaven, you have to live a perfect life because you can't have any sin in heaven.
如果你想要去天堂的话，你必须过一个完美的生活，不然的话，你根本没有办法去到天堂。
Which gives a problem to all of us because we've all sinned.
这给我们带来了一个很大的问题，因为我们每个人都犯了罪。
So if you're trying to live a good life to get to heaven, you're never going to make it.
所以如果你想说你通过过一个完美的生活来挣得你能够去天堂的这个门票的话，那你就错了，因为我们没有一个人可以做到。
But if you believe Jesus, he said that he's the way, the truth, and the life.
但是如果你相信耶稣的话，耶稣他说他就是道路、真理和生命。
He lived a perfect life, and he wants to swap his perfect life for our sinful life.
耶稣他在地上过了一个完美无瑕的生活，他想要和我们做这样的一个交换。
And it's only if we have Jesus' perfect life in us that we're going to ever make it to heaven.
只有我们拥有了耶稣那无瑕无疵的生命，我们才能够去到永生。
So your future can only be secured if you know Jesus as your friend.
所以只有当你知道耶稣，认识耶稣你才能通过他去到天堂。
I heard the story of a father who wanted to have a special birthday party for his son.
下面我给大家讲一个故事，一个父亲在他的儿子过生日的时候他带他去一个嘉年华的一个狂欢的聚会。
And he told his son, pick six of your best friends, I'm taking you to the carnival.
他告诉这个他的儿子说在你的朋友当中选六个和你最好的，我将带你们一起去这个嘉年华。
So the father went and got a whole roll of tickets to go on the rides.
所以这个父亲呢去售票处去买了那种一卷的那种票。
And at every ride, he would give the tickets to the six boys and his son.
所以呢每一个场所游玩的一个这个地点的时候，他就会撕下七张票给他的儿子和他的六个朋友。
Well, all of a sudden, they came to the Ferris wheel and there was a seventh boy there.
所以当他们去到摩天轮的时候除了这个儿子和他六个朋友之外出现了第八个人。
And the father said, who are you?
然后这个父亲就问他你是谁啊
And the boy said, I'm Johnny.
然后这个男孩就说我是约翰尼。
And he said, who are you, Johnny?
然后父亲又问到你到底是谁啊约翰尼。
Johnny said, I'm your son's new friend, and he said you would give me a ticket.
约翰尼回答他说我是你儿子的新的朋友他说你会给我票的。
And so the father gave him a ticket because he was a friend.
所以这个父亲就给了这个约翰尼票因为他是他儿子的朋友。
And that's what the Bible says about Jesus.
这就是圣经所说的我们要跟耶稣有这样的一个关系。
Jesus has already paid the price for the ticket to go to heaven.
耶稣已经为我们每个人付上了要去天堂、要去永生的这样的一个代价。
But you've got to be a friend of his to get the ticket.
但是你想要拿到这个门票，你必须要是耶稣的朋友。
Christianity is not a religion about keeping rules. It's about a relationship with friend Jesus.
基督信仰不是一个宗教，不是一些规条，不是一些仪式，乃是我们要跟耶稣基督有这样一个个人的关系。
And the reason that we can trust these promises,
我们之所以可以相信神给的这些应许,
the reason that we can have our past cleared from guilt,
之所以我们的过去可以被饶恕, 可以被赦免,
the reason that we can have power to manage our problems today,
之所以我们可以拥有能力, 可以来面对我们今天每天要面对的生活。
And the reason that we can have hope for the future,
我们之所以可以对未来充满盼望,
is because Jesus is alive today.
因为耶稣活着。
William Barrick tells the story of Good Friday in Bangladesh.
威廉·贝里克曾经讲过一个故事关于在孟加拉国受难节所发生的一个故事。
And they were showing the movie Jesus, which has been seen by more people than any movie on planet Earth.
这个教会当在圣诞节那一天，他们打算要看一部电影，是耶稣。这部电影可能在地球上任何地方已经放过无数遍。
And when it came to the crucifixion scene, there was a shocked hush over the whole crowd.
当电影放到钉十字架那一幕的时候，整个观众席里面出现了异常的宁静。
The Bengalis were watching Jesus as he was being nailed to the cross.
这些孟加拉人呢，他们在看那一幕，耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他们也能感受到耶稣的痛苦，极度痛苦。
And then as they raised the cross up and put it in the hole audience went, oh!
当耶稣被他的手跟脚被钉好十字架，从地上被抬起来的时候，所有的人都有种发出一个声音，能感受他的痛苦。
And as they saw Jesus hanging on that cross, there was a hopelessness that came across that audience.
当耶稣被举起来的时候，观众席，你能感受到那观众席当中的那种非常失望的、非常绝望的一个心情。
And in a moment, when everyone was in despair, a young boy jumped up.
当大家都处在这种失望、绝望的状态的时候，突然一个小男孩站了起来。
And he yelled to the crowd, "Don't be afraid. I saw the movie before. He gets up."
这个小孩小男孩喊道，大家不要害怕，不要失望啊。他又活了，我以前看过这个电影。
And I want to add my voice to that young boy's voice.
我想来回应这个小男孩的声音。
Jesus did die on the cross, but he rose from the dead on Sunday morning.
耶稣确确实实在十字架上死了，但是他三天后又复活了。
And because he is alive, we can trust every one of those 7,000 promises in the Bible.
因他活着，我们能相信圣经当中那七千多条应许。
I want to encourage all of you to take that step of faith and trust the promises of God.
我想来鼓励挑战大家跨出那信心的一步，能够相信神的应许。
That your past can be forgiven.
你的过去能被饶恕。
That you can have strength to make it through your problems today.
你能够有从神而来的能力来面对你今天面对的所有的问题。
And that our future is secure.
我们的未来在他的手中非常的安全。
Would you join me in prayer?
请大家和我一起来祷告。
Dear Jesus, we know that you are a promise-keeping God.
亲爱的耶稣，我们知道你是一个守约的神。
Thank you for the empty tomb that shows us that you will keep every promise.
谢谢你让我们看见那空的坟墓，让我们知道你守住了每一个你所许下的应许。
We trust your promises today.
我们今天愿意来相信你的应许。
And we ask, Lord, that you would give us special power to overcome our past, our present, and our future.
主啊，我们恳求你自己来亲自赐给我们每一个人从你而来的大能大力，来让我们面对我们的过去、我们的现在和我们的未来。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.